Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being confused with a scammer.
Oh.
It's better than that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. To my right, not that you can see, but still there, Joe Curry.
Good day.
Across the street, where she belongs.
Across the tracks from you. Thank you very
yes.
much.
That's Helix. Pip Helix.
Hi,
yes.
everybody.
Double O, just double O. Double zeros.
Double zeros.
Double zeros.
Thanks.
Fun show today. We got a brand new game, one time only. I'm gonna give you guys characteristics, and you have to decide, is it Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or a scammer? It could be one of them, two of them, or all three of them.
That's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough, and you'll keep score like you do.
Okay.
And some things people from other countries find odd about our culture.
Interesting.
I experienced another culture over the weekend. It was my daughter's birthday.
Oh.
Thank you, Jeff, for that. Oh.
Happy birthday to your daughter.
Yes. She loves to go to the hibachi restaurants.
Oh, nice.
Do you go to the hibachi?
No, I know people that like going there.
Have you been?
No.
You've never been to a hibachi?
Years ago.
I was there a couple years ago. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I like about
good
hibachi?
Food.
I just don't like because they sit you with strangers and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I
like
agree
that
with you.
I don't want to eat with strangers.
They don't want to eat with you.
I'm well good. The feeling
they
is
might
mutual.
They might lose a
there's
finger.
No love, yeah, there's no funny, but no love lost. Right. Yeah, right. I got it.
But that is part of the thing. It's also part of the cruise ship experience that I don't like because sometimes they'll put you with other people.
Yeah,
when the main dining room and stuff like that.
I agree with you that. I think the best seat to sit on, the best spot, is the end. I think if you sit at the end, they give you extra food.
Do you?
Plus, you can run to the bathroom quick.
You don't need
that. It's not tacos.
I know.
No, because, they portion out everybody. Like, everybody gets the rice and vegetables.
Right.
But then there's leftover, and I find on the end, I get more.
Oh.
I get a little second helping.
You have a strategy.
That's not a strategy. It's just where I sit, where I get put.
Nice.
But I find the end seat is good for putting some extra fat on your bones.
There you go.
Okay.
I did accomplish something I'd never accomplished before.
Oh.
I ever see these people where they throw up food? Well, that sounds disgusting. Where they toss up food
yes,
and they
I've
catch
seen
it in their
that.
Mouth.
Oh, oh,
but
yes.
But they'll do it with a grape or a raisin
right.
or a nut, whatever.
Yeah.
I've never been one of those people.
I can't get it in my mouth.
No, it bounces off.
Yep.
Do you?
No, because I'm not a seal. No.
Well, true. They are cute and lovable, and you are not. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing either one of you get mauled by a polar bear.
No, I've never done that.
Neither have I. But part of the hibachi thing is they throw food in your mouth.
Yes, yes.
Yes. For the first time ever, I caught it.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't fish. It was broccoli. But the weird thing was, I caught it. It was all stem. There was no broccoli head.
Oh.
It's all stem. I had no head in my mouth, Jeff.
Hate when that happens.
So I got some questions about. I was really thinking about this whole hibachi experience because I had to fill a show. And
the time you really would ponder it.
Exactly.
So ponder away. Exactly. We're going to ponder away the three of us.
Because if anything good happened this past week, we wouldn't be talking about this. But here we is.
So we're pondering away.
Yes, we're
bring it on, Macbeth.
The illusion that hibachi really makes me think about things.
Yes.
Yes.
I was wondering, do you think Joe, when we perform, and Pip used to be a performer, you get mad when people are, on their cell phones or looking away. You think the hibachi chef just gets, pissed off? He's, throwing all his little utensils all over the place. He's slicing and dicing eggs. His hat's on fire, and you're just looking at your stupid phone.
He would have to.
Yeah.
He would have to, because if you grabbed a hibachi chef and said, you have good crowds or bad crowds, I would bet my bottom dollar he would say, oh, absolutely. He would have the people that are a really nice group of people. He would have the group of people that really would be disinterested. And it all affects your performance. And it really does. If you're whether you're cooking, hibachi food or performing or playing in the band or whatever, whatever an audience gives back to you reflects your performance.
Yes, he's like, you know what? Nobody's getting extra chicken.
No. I bet there's been plenty of nights.
But it would be annoying if you just did like some cool trick and somebody's like, oh, I was looking at my phone and I missed it. Could you do it again?
And I'm sure that they've gotten that.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Where you want to hit them with the cleaver.
And he's a good shot.
Oops, missed with the knife.
Now, we encounter people that are not well-behaved. Do you think the hibachi chef gets heckled? Do you think somebody comes at him with a bad Asian accent?
Yes, yes. Every horrible thing that somebody could think to do to a chef, an Asian person, to just somebody who's serving at them, there's going to be the guy who thinks, I'm the big host, and I've got my group here.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've got to act like the big man.
Absolutely.
And I've got to belittle the chef.
Right, and absolutely, because basically...
That
like
buffoon.
We discussed, a hibachi restaurant, you sit in a decent group. What you would say, on the average, 5 to 10 people?
Yeah, if it's full.
If it's an intimate setting where, you know, like if you're at a restaurant and it's just the two of you, and like the guy comes up and we sautéing stuff like
yeah.
that, you're nicer. You're very good. Oh, very good. Thank you so much.
Right.
And if you're a group, obviously, if you've had a couple of cocktails, you'll always have the one loud mouth that's got to be funny with nonsense jokes and stuff like that.
We give them radio shows.
Yeah. So I'm sure they get it. You know what I'm saying?
Like people go, you suck.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. But, you know, it's like.
Somebody with a little too much sake in them is, I could do that better than
that's
that.
That's what I'm thinking. Just be more Asian. What?
What?
We have a thing. We used to have a thing in our old band where when you would just go up and it was like a ugh gig. Whatever, we would go up. All right, we just go up. We'll call them off. And when you call them, you just do the song one by one.
Right.
We just play it. No emotion. Just do it and blah, blah, blah. So I get a funny feeling. It might be nights where the chef will go to prepare the meal. And maybe about 5 minutes in, he'll go to himself. I'm just going to call him off.
Yeah, he just realizes, you know what? I'm not going to put in any extra.
Right. Just go in, call
stink.
Him off, and get done. Yeah.
Well, there's got to be some people that are just so ungrateful. And they don't realize that, you know, there's art in cooking, that people put their heart into it. That, you know, it's like they're proud of what
it's
they're doing.
It's a performance. It's part of the experience of the meal is the performance of this person preparing the food in this certain way. Now, I'm sure that the work on tips, correct?
No, not
the cook.
No. That's at the Chinese restaurant where they have the hibachi thing, which isn't really a big show.
Mm.
They just fry up some noodles and meat.
Mm.
But no. I mean, I don't know how they get paid, but you don't tip the chef individually.
No.
But you were talking about as a performer. I was kind of wondering, do you think there's like a hibachi chef open mic? You know, they just workshop some moves. They got to bring 5 patrons with them.
Yes, I do.
Where do these places exist?
I would think
they're called open walks.
Well,
open walks.
I would say maybe where the chefs learn how to prepare that certain food.
Mm-hmm. That's culinary school.
All right, culinary school. They would have assembled people and display because they're flipping food. They're working with hot food. They're working with knives, sharp implements. You just can't take a guy. Go out there, go do your thing.
No, but I'm talking about like a place where like they're amateurs and they're working stuff out, and you can watch them. You just see a guy stab himself.
Yeah.
bleed into the shrimp.
I don't think it exists, but it ought to.
It should. How awesome would that be? Open walk night.
Open walk night.
You just see guys burning themselves because they forget that the grill's hot and they grab it. That would be awesome.
Flipping the food, it ends up in somebody's lap.
I would pay more for open walk night.
I would
And
too.
You would just go, you see some guy just lost a knife into some lady. All right, don't worry about it. It takes about 2 years before you start getting the hang of that. You stop.
That's a good point.
Two in, you get stuck.
You can't have them gathered around the brand new hibachi chef.
But that's what I'm saying.
Meanwhile, that was a really hot knife, so it probably already cauterized the wound.
Like butter.
Like butter. Yeah. And you got to watch how hot everything is. I guess you can't put your make.
Right, different parts of the grill are different heats.
Yes.
And like
yes.
different things are different cooking times.
Yeah.
I would totally like to see a guy just like torch his whole thing. That'd be awesome. Or get his sleeve caught.
Oh.
It had to happen.
One of the things they do is they toss like their egg sometimes into their hat.
Yeah.
I totally want to see that guy miss. like just see him like slamming it to his forehead.
You know that there's been plenty of practice.
Right, but I want to see the practice.
Just picturing that made me laugh so hard that I'm like, I have to see that in person.
One of the cool things they do is they flip up the egg and then they catch it on the side of the spatula, like on the sharp edge of the spatula, and the egg just stays there.
I don't know how. That it's just amazing.
I can't even get the thing out of the box.
The egg?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Fight with the styrofoam.
There's an omelet on your kitchen floor.
Yeah.
You know what you never see? You only see Japanese hibachi chefs. You never see a French hibachi chef, a Mexican hibachi chef. A little discrimination.
No, unless it's fusion. I don't know. Maybe. Could happen.
A little discrimination. I think everybody should be able to hibachi.
Yeah.
Within reason, and within a safety zone.
Yeah, not somebody with one arm. Although that would be good, too.
I'd pay extra for that.
Yeah, you know, when there was a one-handed baseball player, why not a one-handed hibachi chef? Make it happen.
One-handed drummers. Why
all
not?
Right. Yeah. When we come back, Hillary Dollar scammer. I'll be damned. I've really been studying our candidates because they're on television ad nauseum.
Yes.
And I've really spent years studying scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed a similarity.
I was just going to say, you have a sea of correlation.
I've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot between Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and scammers. So I developed a one-time game where I will give you guys a characteristic, and you decide, is it Donald, Hillary, or scammer? Now, it could be has to be at least one.
Okay.
It could be two. It could be all three.
And there's obviously, you've thought up there are correct answers.
Yes.
Okay.
If challenged, I will explain why.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. May send you an email asking you for money.
Joe?
All three.
I say all three.
You're both correct. That is all three. You know, scammers might do it under a guise, and so will politicians.
So do they.
But you might get an email. Can you spare some money?
Yeah. How about contributing to my campaign?
May use a fake name to fool you.
I'm going to say scammers.
Scammers.
I'm going to go with scammers as well.
That was scammers and Donald Trump. Because as you recall, Donald Trump used to check into hotels under an alias and call up people saying he was his own press agent.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow.
If you cross them, you may disappear under mysterious circumstances.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say all three.
I'm going to go all three as well.
That was Hillary.
Just Hillary?
Just Hillary.
Okay.
Usually if a scammer offs you, you know what happened. No. When Hillary offs you, nobody has an idea.
Yeah.
And out of all the allegations with Donald Trump, that has not been one of them.
True.
So that's a Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Now, we don't know if it's true, but, you know, for the purpose
of... But not for none.
We're not saying. We're just saying.
Yeah.
For not for none.
Struggles with American sense of humor.
I'd say Davin.
Would you? I came up with a question, didn't I? And you're laughing, you jackass. So I'd say you.
Struggles with the Americans. Wow. Oh man. I have to say Hillary and scammers.
Hillary and scammers.
I would say Hillary and Trump.
Hillary and Trump. I would say all three.
Oh, yeah.
All three.
That was right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
I happen to have come across one scammer that was kind of funny.
Right.
But for the vast majority of scammers, not so much with
no
the humor.
Sense of humor. Yeah.
And Donald and Hillary. Ugh.
Yeah, really.
Did you see that Alfred Smith dinner?
What, the free-for-all?
Yeah.
You know, I put it on Facebook. Donald Trump, we all think Donald Trump's going to hire the best people. Apparently, those aren't joke writers. Because the second half of his presentation was, where he even had priests booing. Yeah. That is hard to do.
Priests booing.
All right. Likely to have spelling errors in their correspondence.
Ooh. Well, definitely scammers, and I don't know if that was a feature of Hillary. I would think not, but I'm just going to say scammers.
Scammers.
I'm going to say scammers and Trump.
Joe got that. Scammers
oh!
and Trump. Those tweets, man. You needed a decoder ring to figure some of those
out. That's right.
Good boy, Joe. You got that one. Tell you to only trust them.
Oh. I know Hillary hasn't said that.
Because you can't.
As opposed to everybody else in the category, you can, Joe.
I'm gonna say Scammers and Trump.
Scammers and Trump.
I'm going Scammers and Trump as well.
You both got that right. Nice. Scammers
yeah.
and Trump.
Nice.
That was actually like one of the first features of Trump that made me think scammer.
Really? Because he's like, oh, you trust me?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's yeah. Like, it's like, really?
Has ties to foreign princes real or imagined?
Princes.
Yeah, take your time with this.
I gotta think about this.
I'll go. Hillary.
Hillary.
Hillary. I'm gonna say Hillary and scammers.
Hillary and scammers. The correct answer is all three. There was a Saudi prince who bailed out Donald Trump twice. Hillary has some ties with the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, scammers, you know, they claim to be Nigerian princes.
Right. Oh, damn. Right. Okay.
Tries to monopolize your time.
Well, let's see. Well, Trump does because he's all over the place. And scammers obviously do because they keep trying to get you pulled in. So I'm going to say Trump and scammers.
Trump and scammers.
I would say the same.
You're both correct on that.
Yeah.
Trump and scammer. Will disappear for days without notice.
Who does that? I mean, scammers do. So that's part of it. But I don't know. Was there ever any part where they said that either of them disappeared for days without notice? I'm going to have to just say scammers.
Scammers.
I'm going to say Hillary and scammers.
Joe got that. Hillary and scammers.
She disappeared for days?
Well, sometimes an ailment, sometimes Trump's bloviating, so yeah. She tucks and covers while Trump does his little Trump thing. Joe got that.
Okay.
What's the score as we continue?
Wow, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Joe and 3 for me.
Okay. Let's see. We'll send official letters that are full of hyperbole.
Official letters. I'm going to say Trump.
Let's say all three.
That would be Donald and the scammer. Yeah. And I was harkening back to Donald's doctor's letter.
Yeah.
And of course, we know what scammers do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? I should have. Nah, never mind.
We'll say they love you if it will help their cause.
Let's see.
You can go, Joe.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'll go Hillary and the scammers.
Hillary and the scammers.
Okay, Hillary and the scammers. Scammer and I don't remember her saying I love you. I'm just going to say scammers.
All three.
All three?
They'll pretty much. Hillary does it. Donald, I love my blacks. They all do it. They'll all tell you whatever you want to hear when it comes to that. Says everybody is out to get them.
Oh.
That's Trump.
Yeah, that's Trump.
And scammers. Because you know scammers are like, you know, they don't understand our love. They're trying to break us up.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, darn it.
Yes. Let's see. Promise a great financial future if you cooperate with them.
I'm going all three.
Yeah, me too.
You both got that right. That is all three. Yes. You got that right. Brag about their sexual prowess.
Or their small hands, whichever you want to get. It certainly isn't Hillary, so I'm going to say Trump and scammers.
I'm just going to say Trump.
Pip got that right. Trump and scammers. Because when they're romance scamming in, sometimes they like the little nookie.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you. Not the ones I had. They ran from me.
They were like, oh, yes, we'll kiss, but someday, long, long in future.
Act stunned and hurt when you catch them in a lie.
All three.
I got to say all three.
That's Donald and scammer. Hillary doesn't really act stunned and hurt. She just denies. She forgets.
She just
that's
smiles.
She
deflects.
Yeah, that's
true.
Right,
that's
yeah. True. Accused of being a racist.
I'm going to say Trump and scammers.
I would say Trump and scammers, too.
You both got that correct. Mm. Trump and scammers. Ask for money via Western Union, MoneyGram, or gift card.
All three. No. I'm just scammers.
Scammers.
You got that right, both of you. May ask for money to help children of a third world nation.
Ooh.
That would be Hillary.
I'm going to say Hillary and Scammers.
Pip got that, Hillary and Scammers. What about the orphans, Joe?
Ah.
Working at the orphanage.
Has people who will passionately defend them no matter what.
This is the last one.
That'll be all three.
People who passionately defend them. Well, yeah, the Scammers sometimes make up other personalities to defend them, so I'm going to say all three.
That was Donald and Scammers. I've never heard anybody really passionately defend Hillary. But Trump Scammers are among the best. I mean, Trump
you never watch CNN? Or the special guest liberal on Fox?
No, but even there, even there, they are not the degree of a Trump surrogate. A Trump or you. And a scammer, you know, a scammer will scam other people into defending them. Go.
Yes, no, I've seen that happen. But
yes.
I'm hard-pressed to picture somebody who said, you know, such, you know, really passionate things about Hillary.
No, that's why it's
Trump. Yeah, it's hard to.
Yeah.
That's what nobody even can muster that up.
They don't bother.
You know, it's not even a matter what you can. Nobody can even
they
muster
they
anything.
They don't have to.
They want to live.
All right. Well, Trump will be committing suicide soon. Anyway, Pip, what was the.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Joe, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for me.
A tie. Oh, look, was that fun?
Yeah, yes. That was great. They were great, thoughtful questions.
We should be afraid of them all. Stay away from all three. All right, Joe went out to eat, and as usual, madness ensued. So Joe once again was unleashed on the public.
Yes.
Once again, it had unfortunate
consequences.
Yes, that's the word.
it was your chance to watch him, you know.
To watch Joe?
Yes.
I messed up. I apologize.
What happened, Joe?
I had the most interesting meal experience I've ever had. Basically,
silverware. You used utensils.
Funny. Saw what you did there. Anyway. Last week I was not here, obviously, and because I was at a business dinner during the day program.
Oh.
And we went out to a restaurant that was what they call like the Miracle Mile out in the area of Long Island called Freeport. It's a mile-long block of restaurants and shops and stuff like that. I've lived on Long Island all my life. It was my first time that I was ever there.
Wow.
I was in the middle of a business dinner, but Joe's girl and I were supposed to get together over the weekend. I thought it might be nice if we take a ride over there and check one of the restaurants out.
Yeah.
So, beautiful day. We're out there. We see a restaurant.
The Nautical Mile.
Right. The Nautical Mile. Thank you. Nautical Mile.
Probably why you never made it there before. You didn't know what it was called.
Nautical Mile.
I mean, you drowned, stupid.
Joe's girl stepped in to save your face.
Thank you. But so we go to
I'd rather bash it.
Go to the Nautical Mile. So we go. We go into we see a restaurant and we go, let's try this place out.
Mm-hmm.
We go in.
What type of cuisine?
It was like a sort of American cuisine, seafood.
Okay. Seafood restaurant. Seafood yeah. Steakhouse
yeah.
type deal.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Sounds lovely.
Right. So we sit down and we order, and while we're ordering, the owner, who looked like a guy out of The Sopranos, is like, yeah, take a seat here. There's a nice seat. Have a seat right here. So we take a seat, and then Joe's girl wants to order the tortellini, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you don't want that.
It's your place, dude. I don't want some of the food here.
Is he the owner?
He was the manager.
Oh.
So he goes, uh-uh.
Might want to take it off the menu then.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, you don't want that. You order any of these things here. And she's like, okay.
Did she ask why?
No, we didn't ask questions.
You have to ask questions, because if half the menu's no good, maybe the other half isn't so
well,
hot either.
We asked how the rest of the stuff was, and he said it was okay.
What a ringing endorsement.
Really?
So
this is why he doesn't pick restaurants when we go out.
No.
So then we proceed with the meal. We order Manhattan clam chowder, both of us.
All right, very dicey proposition when he just told you the pasta's no good.
To go for clam chowder.
Yeah, that is you really want to see a bathroom in your near future.
Yeah, but you know what? He went with the Manhattan,
not the New England.
New England is very frightening.
True, fair enough.
So they bring out the Manhattan clam chowder, and it is warm. It's not hot.
Oh, no.
And we're
not
like,
good with seafood.
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we'll make the best. But meanwhile,
that's a little food poisoning, my friends. Yeah. Salmonella, hon.
Yeah.
The girl comes. The waitress comes out. Well, not the waitress. The girl pours the water and stuff like that. She looks like she's 14. Thank you very much. She doesn't even acknowledge our existence.
Oh, so she knows you.
So while we're eating the soup, we order calamari. And it just comes.
You really are throwing caution to the wind.
Calamari comes out.
This is going to be rubbery at best.
Calamari comes out, and we have the calamari, and it looks good, stuff like that. I pull a calamari out. Entangled in the calamari is a hair.
Oh.
And I mean a long hair.
Oh.
It looked like it reached puberty.
Well, that's what I was going to
ask. I was going to say long or short, which is worse.
Maybe it was the octopus going, you know.
No, it was a long hair.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Now, you have to say something.
Right. Yeah. Joe's girl's like, do you want to leave? And I'm like,
I want to leave. I want to kill myself.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I go, no, because what's the rest of the meal going to be like?
Look at you. That's what you got to love about Joe. Joe doesn't think about his tummy and his date. He thinks about the show. Joe was like, this is going to be a story. We're going to tough it out. That's why you
weren't thinking of that then.
Oh, I thought you were. I was going to compliment you.
Well, but, and I'm like, and she goes, you know, maybe we'll call the guy over. And I'm like, we already had some drinks and stuff like that. She goes, why don't we just pay for what we had? And I'm like, all right. So the manager comes over.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he goes, what's the matter? I go, there's a hair. It looks like this thing reached puberty. And I go, look, we'll just pay you for the drinks and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. Now, to his credit, he says, don't pay me anything.
What?
He goes, don't pay me anything.
No, he's right.
Yeah.
The manager's right.
Don't pay me anything. Don't pay me anything. I'm so sorry. Blah, 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 blah. So we did leave a $10 tip. We had, you know, cover the drinks and stuff.
Yeah, and you know, her new hairstyle.
Yeah, right. So the thing was, it was very interesting. I mean, he was a good, you know, nice man. But still, with everything like that,
yeah.
I mean, it was an awful, awful experience. So we wound
it's
up.
It's got to be a front.
I don't know. But I think
the restaurant's a front.
But thank God that I had that business dinner at this other restaurant, because we actually went to that other restaurant and had a wonderful time.
Oh.
But in all my years, like I said, the manager was a very nice guy. But if your place is serving food that gets you to that point,
yeah,
there's a problem.
All right. Well, Joe should just pick Burger King from now on. Right. When we come back, Pip sent me a package. Pip was feeling naughty.
Really?
Yes, I was. Actually, I had this idea, and I really wanted to try it out on Davin first before I go forward with
anything
else.
That's how every bad idea with me starts out.
Yeah, let's try it right on Davin.
Just bend over. This won't hurt.
And I talked to him about it a while ago, and he forgot.
How much can you take? A little passing conversation.
And he forgot about it. So when this actually came to pass, he had no idea.
It made it more funny.
Yes.
It did.
Well, I had read online that there's a website, and it's about they will sell you these little gummy penis-shaped candies in a bag.
But it's not like the gum. They don't, like, squirt.
No. They're just they're sort of like gummy bears, but in, you know,
different mold.
In a different mold.
Yeah.
And so,
although really, you never want a gummy one of those.
So it's the website is called Bag of D's. You know what I'm standing for,
right?
Bag of D's. And
not
so
a name for the show.
They will anonymously ship these gummy peni. To somebody that you choose.
They're all gone.
Yeah, well, we'll get
to
that.
Well, they were delicious. Just hold the flavor, Joe. Let him work around your mouth. By myself, though. That'd be wrong.
Well, there's nothing now. They were yummy.
He shared that bag of D's with his wife.
But it was not all smooth sailing, unfortunately.
Well, wait. Now, one of the best things is you can send this to someone anonymously, and it comes with a little sign that says,
That's in the box.
It says, eat a bag of D's. So that came in the box. Now, this all fun and ha-ha, right? Until Mr. Davin here.
Mr. Davin, yes.
Mr. Davin.
I forgot that this was going to happen.
I forgot all about this.
We forgot we discussed.
So there was a knock on my door. I don't know who's at the door. I'm trying to cook dinner over there. It's the neighbor. He's about 20. Unfortunately, that package there came in his mailbox, and he was delivering it to me. And on the package,
the
return address says... It says, monthly boxer. So I go, well, that sounds randy. I did not notice the fine artwork, Joe. It looks like a long nose in between two glasses.
Or something else, perhaps.
Sure. Well, I had not noticed that. Hopefully he did not.
Or a rocket ship.
Yeah, sure. Two little booster jets next to it. Yeah. One on each side. Like the little shuttle.
A sausage and two eggs.
I forgot all about this. I have a birthday coming up. It says monthly boxer. I thought maybe the wife ordered me something. I go, so I give this to her. And I go, did you order this? No. What's this? Monthly boxer? Oh, I don't know. Because I had no idea.
And now he's in trouble.
And then she, yeah, I'm in trouble now. And I go, well, open it. Because, you know, I don't want to be in on this. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, don't tell. Daddy, I'll open it.
Oh, no.
No.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
No, but she opens it, and it's a bag of gummy D's. And she's like, oh, and then I explain it to her. I don't know if she bought it, but then my wife's going, they're gummy, and now the daughter's here, and she might want to eat something. I'm like, really? Really? We cannot put this in snack.
No! 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 So, now this was not the intention.
Snack bag. Get a call for the teacher. Yes, we need to speak.
Yes, distractedly grabs.
There was
the
a
wrong
yam bag
in
your daughter's snack bag, and we got issues.
These are not bears.
Well, they are, but we ate the rest of the bear, and this is what was left.
Well, it's something.
It was a very big bear.
Could be something else that you see in wild. Something you usually see in a barnyard.
Or a gladiator movie.
So last night we're watching one of our cooking shows, Chef Ramsay. And we're kind of munching. Hey, want a bag of gummy D's?
So snack time.
The wife really found them delicious.
I bet she.
And then
did.
She goes to me. I expected it to be saltier. Did you? But she actually had favorite flavors.
There were flavors.
Yes,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah,
they were delicious.
Flavored.
There was orange and yellow and green and.
Salt.
No.
I wanted to see how this thing worked, and I asked him if I could make him be my guinea pig just to see how this works.
Right.
Is it really anonymous? You know, or if you do this, are you really going to get in trouble or what? And not knowing that he would forget in the meantime was the best.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
I would love you to send me that to my house because Joanne has a very bad habit of opening mail that's not hers.
Oh, I will do this.
She opens something and she goes, oh, I thought that was my name. I go, really?
Really?
You look at something and you think.
You can also do other body parts.
Yes, you can. You can do female upper anatomy.
A bag of V's or B's.
There I don't go. Know if you can do V's.
All right. Well, that's a very culture weird thing that you've unleashed on me, but thank you.
You're welcome.
One more segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. Last segment of the show. And we're off.
Yeah.
Off for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off for 2 weeks. Off for a week.
Yeah. Thanks.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Right.
So the people, when they come to this country, they find certain aspects of our culture odd, confusing, weird, stupid, strange.
Yes.
You know.
All the above.
Yes. But just when they're coming on vacation.
Right.
So here's some of them. Our giant meal portion.
Oh, yeah.
We are like the Flintstones and the Brontosaurus on the side of the... I mean, you know, only us have, like, buffets. of just like gorge yourself until you bust. That's really an American thing.
It really is. The rest of the world doesn't seem to eat like this.
No, they seem to value food as a commodity, not a hobby. I mean, we're the only ones that have competitive eating.
Well, they'll have social activities built around meals, but and the meals might last a long time, but it doesn't mean that that means that you've been at the trough for hours just constantly gobbling. You sit, you speak, you have a laugh, you have some wine. You know, they take a while with their meals because they're social. They're not just like, yum, 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 eat them up, eat them up. You know,
don't eat that fast. You might get a hair. our giant cars, they find these, they're talking about the trucks.
Right.
And that's really because, I think that's because we don't really care about fuel because it's fairly cheap here. And we like big. We like big, manly, tough things.
Yeah. I always think that the guys that are driving those big trucks with the big tires, they look like jackasses.
Yeah, but I think the same ones are the guys that are driving the little zippy cars.
Yeah, that look silly, too.
Yeah, I mean, the ones smaller than a Prius, I mean, they look ridiculous.
Yeah, that looks silly.
Even, like, houses. Maybe 10 years ago, Joanne's relatives came over from Italy, and they're walking around my house, and they're taking pictures. And of like all the rooms, and I grab Joanne. I go, "Is this Graceland? What are they doing?" And she goes, "You don't understand." She goes, "The houses here in America are a lot bigger than they are in Italy."
Yeah,
and sure. That way you can get away from your spouse.
Yeah, and she goes, "They just can't believe how big the rooms are and stuff." That's why they're taking pictures.
Right, right.
And do they take pictures of your little matchbox cars?
No,
they should have. It's not really the tour if you don't get to see that. The endless supply of food at our sporting events. I never really noticed that.
I never thought about that.
I just took that for granted.
I have never been to a sporting event not in this country.
I have in Canada, but it was years ago, and it was a baseball game.
Yeah, so I never really thought about it. Yeah, I mean, you're there for hours.
It's part of the experience.
It is.
Because we like to eat.
We do.
We're animals.
Yeah, I guess like just usually you go to a ball game. I just like to have a snack or a beer, you know.
Yeah, I mean, meal thing. Not like a lot of food. Actually, it's awkward because you're sitting there, people being jostled. You know, there are balls flying at your head.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I was thinking about home. Mm. Never mind.
But anyway, usually you know the ball game. Usually you get something to eat before the ball. You know before the ball game or after the ball game or something like that.
Yeah, you have at least a hot dog or something.
Yeah, yeah, get you by. Yeah.
The way we pair sugar with everything.
Yeah.
I never really noticed that.
Yeah. We really are, like, huge consumers of sugar, and everything that we eat is more sugary than the rest of the world's palate is not as attuned to sugar as we are.
That's because we're human feels. We are just fat. We're fat.
Eating machines.
Yes.
I mean, everything is like food.
Mm-hmm.
And I like sugar.
Yeah. I have a sweet tooth. I admit it.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, apparently the rest of the world, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drive up ATMs. See, I never noticed if that was something in other countries.
I didn't know that was odd.
Yeah. I never.
But I guess it just speaks to our laziness.
Yes.
Like, really? You can't get out of the car?
No.
You moose.
No.
Well, you know, like, they have drive up everything. They have drive up wedding chapels.
Oh, yeah.
Drive up liquor stores in some states, which I'm like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No.
I love when they say, you got to get out of the car to grab the liquor bottle.
Yeah.
You can't hand it to you through the window. Like, okay, that's going to make all the difference in the world.
Not sure what you stumble on over.
Yeah.
State fair food, like deep fried food, like deep fried Twinkies and butter. And
right, corn dogs. And yeah, they like to deep fry everything.
You notice everything is food?
We're
just a nation of pigs.
We're a nation that loves to. We're a nation that loves to eat. I mean, food means a lot of different culture, different areas of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a different. You know,
how about we become a nation that likes to run? How about we try that? How about we try to be a nation that likes to move and gets all of our electronic devices and not stuff and gorge ourselves?
That's what we've become, my friend.
We are.
It's
hideous.
It's gonna take a long time to get back.
No
to...
No wonder they want to marry us. We're gonna be dead soon. It's not a long term relationship with us. We're gonna have heart disease. Oh, I never.
We
realized.
Do.
The little gap in the door in public bathroom stalls.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know other nations have this solved, but really, Really? There is no reason why anybody should be able to see me doing my business in a bathroom stall.
No, if I'm sitting on the throne, I should not be able to make eye contact with people outside of this cubicle.
You know all the fried food I ate at the fair? I'm going to be here a while. I don't need an audience.
Yeah, it's horrible.
How tight are the gaps on bathroom stalls in the rest of the world?
Apparently where they don't get to get say a good look.
Yeah, but still, if you're
looking,
you're
don't want somebody peering in and they see you in your eye to brown eye. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, some creep peering in.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but even casual looking people want to see if it's full or not.
Yeah,
you know, there's some things you want you want to be in private.
Yeah, even if it's just some woman walking by to see if somebody's in there, I don't want to make eye contact with anybody in this vulnerable position.
I've been in ones where you can actually look over them.
Oh yeah,
that's
not an oh yeah, that's an oh no.
That's no.
No, I don't want somebody having from the bleachers staring down at me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not a sporting event, Joe.
That's true.
Hey, buddy,
and
got
he's
a
in
match?
The lead. It looks like he's a four flusher.
He's got it by a nose. That's not a nose. And finally, tipping.
Yeah, they have value-added tax on their checks.
In
they
the
don't
Bahamas,
know
yuck.
They don't understand this.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't understand why people don't get paid for their service by their employer and that you have to supplement their income with the tipping.
I could do without tipping. I would rather pay a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd rather too.
Although they still expect a tip.
Yeah, yeah. I would rather pay the value-added tax and not have to worry about this.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Tipping is gauche.
I mean, I do tip, and I tip well, especially if it's good service.
Right.
Because I've worked in, you know, food service before, but I don't love it.
All right. Joe, anywhere?
No.
Pip?
I have no life. You know that.
I'm going to be at the Bahamas and Joker's Wild, in the Bahamas at Joker's Wild and the Atlantis Resort. So
I'm going to be smuggling in your luggage.
Smuggle away. Thank you guys for hanging out. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Like us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Listen to all the shows unedited. Go to davinsden.com. All sorts of ways you can listen directly on the website, iHeartRadio, iTunes, all sorts of ways. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.